This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul begins by dividing the church essentially into four groups of people: older men, older women, younger men, and younger women. And I remember as a younger person, I kind of took offense to that. I said, hey, what about the people in the middle? What about the 40s, 50s, those people? Where do they fit in the deal? And then it dawned on me, Paul didn't need to do that for this reason. If you're in the 40 to 50, 50 to 60 range, if you're with a group of people that are 70 and 80 years old, you know what you are? You're young. You're a young person. But the other side of the coin is, if you're in the 40s and 50s range and you're with a group of 20-somethings, you're old. You are old in their minds. And so it's all relative. And Paul basically uses the idea of this: you treat older people with respect, you treat younger people with absolute purity. What difference would that make in our world if people followed that in the business world? A lot. You treat older people with respect. Doesn't mean you cut them a special deal or you bribe them or whatever. You treat them with respect, and you treat younger people, men and women, with absolute purity. And that's what I find interesting, Paul's advice to a young minister named Timothy. But then he talks about widows. Some of you have never heard this before, perhaps, but in the church was the primary provider for widows who had no family. And it's interesting, there was no Social Security, there was no SSI, there was no Medicare, Medicaid, no life insurance, no health insurance. So people were totally dependent upon the church as providing for widows. Now, here's what's interesting to me. Some of you may get mad at this, what I'm going to say next, and I don't say it to make people mad. I don't see it, and I really mean this, I don't say it to be offensive. But do you notice that Paul told Timothy that people are to be concerned about their parents and their grandparents and providing for their needs? In our culture, it's just the opposite. And you got grandparents raising grandchildren. And you got grandparents taking care of everything financially for the children and the grandchildren. And as one financial planner told me, there are a lot of people out there that are providing for three families. It's the older couple providing for their family, one or two of their children, plus a grandchild's family. It's totally the reverse of Scripture. I'm just making an observation, I'm not saying something critical. I'm not being mean or ugly about it, just talking about what is. And then verse 8 is the key verse. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I want to talk about that for a minute. I'm always interested in word meanings, and so I wanted to know, what does the word deny mean? You deny the faith. Found out that in the Greek, it's actually a legal term that lawyers would use today. We get the word abnegate. It means to give up the right to something. If I do not provide for my family, particularly the immediate family, I have abnegated the faith. I've given up legal rights. Somebody might give up in a divorce. I might give up legal rights to something. They abnegated a piece of property. They abnegated the rights to a car, something like that. And we abnegate the family. We give up our rights. That's a dramatic term. But then he says they become worse than an unbeliever. You know what word he's thinking? Pagans. The reason that Paul uses it, because even unbelievers, pagan people, quote unquote, knew that they should take care of their family.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message about relationships, the blueprint for relationships from the book of 1 Timothy. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.